USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We've made such strides, like it wouldn't even be, you wouldn't even believe it.
President Trump speaking at the White House when discussing his administration's ongoing response to the coronavirus outbreak. The president meeting with top retailers at the White House. Small businesses are now able to apply for loans through the Paycheck Protection Program. That's all part of the $500 billion stimulus package that the president signed on Friday. Former Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz believes these loans are just Band-Aids.
PPP 1 and PPP 2 is just a short-term Band-Aid that will run out of money in the next 7 to 8 weeks, and when businesses reopen, they will be forced to close by Labor Day because they will not be able to sustain the level of business that they currently have.
Schultz speaking there on Fox Business. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Some states are carefully beginning that process of slowly opening small businesses. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
It's a big day for folks in several states that are going to start reopening today. Restaurants across Georgia are now cleared for in-person dining as long as they do adhere to strict guidelines.
They will be wearing masks, wearing gloves. We'll certainly be enforcing social distancing, including the occupancy requirements.
That's Ryan Zink from Bad Daddy's Burger Bar. A Nebraska hog producer says he expects 1 million pigs will not be slaughtered over the next 5 days because of the closings or slowing down of packing plants due to the coronavirus.
Figure 220-pound carcass, that's 220 million pounds of meat that will be going into a hole instead of being to the grocery store shelves.
Jim Pillen speaking there on NBC News. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Anti-Asian racism is on the rise in the United States, especially in places like Los Angeles and New York. USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains.
Police across the country say the coronavirus seems to be leading to more cases of racial problems in some places. Asian Americans have been dealing with harassment and discrimination since the coronavirus pandemic began. There have been hundreds of attacks on Asians in the U.S., and many are now carrying cameras or even guns. They are also training to deflect such attacks, saying they want to confront racist bullying. One man tells the story of a man demanding his shopping cart at a New York Costco, saying, "Because your people are the reason coronavirus is happening." There have been multiple reports of Asian Americans making up a huge portion of the people purchasing guns at many gun shops in the last 2 months.
New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo says parts of his state will be ordered to stay at home longer than others.
I will extend them in many parts of the state. But in some parts of the state, some regions, you could make the case that we should unpause on May 15th.
Cuomo was also asked about Buffalo Bills training camp opening on time, which is set to be in mid-July. He says get back to him in mid-June. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.